The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The Lord said to me, "Go buy yourself a linen loincloth. Wear it on your loins, but do not put it in water." I bought the loincloth as the Lord commanded, and I put it on. A second time the word of the Lord came to me thus, "Take the loincloth which you brought and you are wearing, and go now to Pereth. There hide it in the cleft of the rock." Obedient to the Lord's command, I went to Pereth and buried the loincloth. After a long interval, the Lord said to me, "Go now to the Pereth and fetch the loincloth which I told you to hide there." Again I went to the Pereth, sought out and took out the loincloth from the place where I had hid it. But it was rotted, good for nothing. Then the message came to me from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, "So also I will allow the pride of Judah to rot, the great pride of Jerusalem. This wicked people who refuse to obey my words, who walk in their stubbornness of their hearts and follow strange gods and serve and adore them, shall be like this loincloth, which is good for nothing. For as close as the loincloth clings to a man's loins, so had I made the whole house of Israel, and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, to be my people, my renown, my praise, my beauty. But they did not listen." The word of the Lord. You have forgotten God who gave you birth. You have forgotten God who gave you birth. You are unmindful of the rock that begot you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. When the Lord saw this, he was filled with loathing and anger toward his sons and daughters. You have forgotten God who gave you birth. "I will hide my face from them," he said, "and see what they will become of them. What a fickle race they are, sons with no loyalty in them." You have forgotten God who gave you birth. "Since they have provoked me with their no God and angered me with their vain idols, I will provoke them with a no people, with a foolish nation I will anger them." You have forgotten God who gave you birth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches." He spoke to them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened." All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what was laid hidden from the foundation of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. And so yesterday I talked about how we need to be people who listen to others, listen to God. Of course, it's all part of it. And yet, I got all kinds of grief online. But the reality is, people say, we don't have to listen to those people. We don't have to listen to what other people think because they're wrong. And I'm just like, people do the same thing with God. "Oh, I do God's will." Do you listen to God in prayer every day? "Well, no, but I know." No, you don't know. Look what God does to the people who will not listen to him. We need to begin every day with a humble heart that listens to God first of all, so we can do what he wants us to do. As I've said 100 million times, coming here each day means nothing unless we're doing what God wants us to do. This is about, we come here to get our marching orders. God, what do you want? That means you and I must listen to God. or we waste our time. And then God, what God does to the people who don't listen. So today, let us humble ourselves before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm here to listen to you. You tell me what you want. And the only way you're going to listen is if you shut up long enough that God can speak to your heart. So let's be still before the Lord. Let's let the Lord speak to us that we would do his will and not our own. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and